775-0263. WBAI's Comedy Night at Gotham, 34 West 22nd Street, Sunday, March 1. The number again is area code 212-575-0263. Why deny yourself when laughter is only a phone call away?
And it's just about 8 o'clock, time for another exciting edition of Off the Hook.
One of the special things happening in New York City is WBA.
You know, you had your chance to say that. Now let someone else say something. Here we go. Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. It couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. From Billy Bomb for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood. From Billy Bomb.
And a very good evening to everybody. This is another edition of Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on Tuesday night from 8 to 9, as we are here every week talking about high technology and the newest developments on the Internet and some of the scary things that affect people from all walks of life. We have one scary bit of news. America Online is now offering long-distance service. How about that? Huh? 9 cents a minute. 9 cents a minute, uses AT&T switches, says it's offered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no extra or hidden charges, just one little condition, that you have to use AOL. You have to be an AOL subscriber to get this. So if anybody out there has used this service and it is what it appears to be or isn't what it appears to be, please let us know, because we're curious about that. Here's a letter from somebody out in St. Louis, or actually Missouri. I assume it's St. Louis. I'm a listener on the web. We have many listeners on the web. And hello to all those people out there. Anyway, I live in Missouri, and there has recently been an increase in the payphone rates from 25 cents to 35 cents. People in New York, this hasn't happened to you yet, but I bet it will happen pretty soon. I bet it's going to happen within the next year or so. 25 cents to 35 cents. Well, just a little tidbit of information. The phone only takes a quarter and a dime, or three dimes and a nickel. When you put in two quarters, it doesn't give you any money back, and I have lost a total of $3 in these little ripoffs. So that's a cautionary note to people who think that payphones give change. They don't. In fact, even though payphones are certainly capable of telling how much money you've put in the initial deposit for local calls, you do not get anything extra. In other words, when that voice comes on and says, "Excuse me, please deposit 5 cents for the next minute or your call will be shot and, you know, terminated," or whatever. Well, if you put in a quarter, it'll count it as a nickel. And that's a sad fact, but it's true. It's just one of those many things. And I've always asked, you know, where does that money go? How do they account for that money? Is that just like, you know, some sort of surplus? Or do they actually, like, count that as earnings? You know, 25 cents as opposed to 5 cents. That's, you know, 20 cents more than you should be getting. Pretty scary. Something that we've been asked to promote is the first East Coast Micro-Broadcasting Conference. Micro-Broadcasting being those radio stations that don't really have permission to be on the air, but are on the air anyway, at power of less than 100 watts. FCC doesn't regulate anything less than 100 watts, so that is the argument that's being used. It's been used for a couple of years now for Free Radio Berkeley out in Berkeley, California, and a whole movement has started. There are stations in New York City that steal this radio. There's a station in Philadelphia. In fact, I visited the station in Philadelphia. It's kind of cool. You know, it's just a room and some really cheap equipment, and people broadcast to the whole city through that, and they broadcast all kinds of interesting things. Anyway, they're called Radio Mutiny down there, and they're hosting a conference, the East Coast Microbroadcasting Conference, and that will be happening, as soon as I get through this whole press release here, that will be happening on April 3rd. No, I think it's happening... You know, the problem with these people is they don't really publicize the right facts and the actual date of the conference. Well, it's sometime in April, according to this thing. I should have read this more carefully before. Ah, here we go. April 3rd through 5th in Philadelphia. And they'll be talking strategy, swapping ideas, phone numbers, equipment, and they're going to have a whole lot of fun and educate people as to what microbroadcasting is all about. So now, if you're interested, you can email wppr@svaha.com. I have no idea what that stands for, but wppr@svaha.com. Or if you'd like more information by phone, you can call 215-474-3386. And the conference is taking place at 4722 Baltimore Avenue, a place called At Space. And you can contact them regarding price and various other little things like that. And that's going to be interesting. I might show up to that one. Okay. And we do have a special guest tonight. We'll be taking some phone calls and doing all sorts of other interesting things as well. You know, okay, I have something here. And someone sent this in. It might be a joke. I don't know. We do fall victim to jokes sometimes. This is going to involve a cell phone. It's going to have to involve a cell phone. So... I'll read what the person said first. Maybe we can get a volunteer in the studio to help us out with this one. This comes from Jesus666. Interesting person there. Sent us this piece of mail. I don't know where this person is, but this is what he claims is true. A friend of mine showed me a neat little trick I thought you guys might be interested in. Okay. How about we do you? Yeah. Yeah. Because you have a cell phone. Now, put your cell phone away. Okay. Stand up. Hold your arm horizontally to your body and have a friend push down on your arm while you try to hold it steady. I think what they mean is hold it straight out like that. Yeah. Go ahead. Now, you should be able to hold it horizontal with some difficulty. Okay, you're having some difficulty, but you're able to do it. Now, turn on your cell phone and put it to your ear like you're talking on it. Go ahead. We'll wait.
While we're doing this?
Yeah. Well, first turn it on and put it to your ear as if you're talking. I think you have to hold it with your other arm. Yeah, okay. And now, hold your arm horizontal and have your friend push down. Due to the EMF coming from the phone, your brain waves are disrupted and you can no longer hold your arm. You're laughing a lot, but... yeah, you got to turn it on.
You got to be talking?
You got to turn it on. You have to be transmitting to someplace. That's what I imagined. Are we dispelling this? This person thinks this might be the cause of jet lag. Constant exposure to EMF may cause gradual energy loss, thus making you tired after a plane trip. Well, that's an interesting theory. Okay, well, you guys continue to play with that while we're moving on to other items of business here. It's scary, you know? It's scary the kinds of things that you're exposed to on a daily basis. You don't know what they do to you. Okay. Actually, we're going to move on to our guest, because this is a pretty important story, and this is something I think involves a lot of people who may not know that they're involved in this kind of a thing. The Ontario Real Estate Online Services. Ontario Real Estate Online Services. Oreos.com. That's right. That is the business name that this person has registered. However, after several months, he was threatened by a particular company known as Nabisco, who basically said that Oreos belong to them. They already have Oreo.com, but apparently they want Oreos.com as well.
Was what a porn site? Oreos.com.
Was Oreos.com a porn site? Well, yeah. You can ask the person who runs it, because he's on the phone with us. Paul Figueredo, is that how you pronounce your name?
Figueredo, yeah.
Figueredo, okay. Well, I don't know if you heard the question from one of the audience
members. Yeah, I did hear the comment. Actually, it's not a porn site.
Uh-huh.
I had two banners that on my site that from my sponsors, and they were adult sites. But my site in general was not had nothing to do with adult pornography or anything.
Okay, so now your site basically has been up since when?
It's been up since March of last year.
And when did the threats start coming in?
Well, it I had my page up for a while, which was I was trying to start up a business called Ontario Online or Ontario Real Estate Online Services, and but I there are too many big organizations out there that are doing that were doing the same thing that I wanted to do. So basically, I just kept the name, and I started putting up my own personal web pages on it. And when just recently, I guess probably about 3-4 months ago, when I put up my site or my web pages, and the only thing on there were basically links to software sites, just basically links. Mm-hmm. And I had two sponsors, and they were adult banners that were on. But there was nothing too graphical about it. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, they would show. You'd probably see more on a beer commercial than you probably would on my page.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, I mean, the content really doesn't matter all that much. It's what's important to us, obviously, is the threat that that you received from a huge corporation that said that you were using their name or something like that.
Well, they said that I was infringing on the Oreo trademark. Their lawyer contacted me about a month ago, telling me that I was infringing on their trademark and that I should take down the page right away and unregister it. So.
So basically, something that isn't even the name of their company; it's just the name of one of their cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
They're claiming that they own all rights to that name, and it's not even the cookie is called an Oreo, and I imagine they have Oreo.com already locked up. Right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, so they already have that. Now they're moving on to all the plural tenses of it. So now, what was your response to this?
Well, I was pretty surprised that they would come after such someone as small as me. And basically I told them that I would take the page down, modify it, and put it back on the net. That didn't jive with them.
Well, how are you going to modify it?
Basically taking out the two banners that I had, and they said, no, we just want the name. Uh-huh. We don't want you to have the name at all. Because they had some complaints about those two banners being up, showing showing breasts.
Uh-huh.
And but I can understand where they're coming from.
I just want to ask the person in the studio. You knew about this somehow. How do you know that this person had banners on? Do you scan every single site there is?
Or? No, I'm pretty sure I saw a story about it on news.com or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so you didn't know about it before the story came out then?
No.
Okay, that would have scared me. All right, so you have the situation where they don't care about the content, apparently. They just want the name.
They basically just wanted the name. They actually had a lawyer contacted me, and they told... he came out right out and said, "Listen, we hired an investigator. We know you own a house."
Oh boy!
Yeah,
they do their homework, don't they?
Extremely. So, so they said, "You either take it down, or we'll be going. We'll be filing, getting you into court."
So wait, are they implying that you have to give them the name Oreos, or are they going to take your house? Is that what they're saying?
Well, I don't know what they were saying. They just said they just knew that if it came down to them suing me, that I could lose my house.
All right, first of all, you're in Canada.
Exactly.
Nabisco's in the United States. Now, were these threats and calls coming from Canada or from the United States?
From both.
Really?
They wanted to actually sue me from Canada directly. Because they do have an Nabisco here in Canada.
Uh-huh.
As well. So they have two divisions. So that's who I was talking to. I was talking to a lawyer up here in Toronto, Canada. Uh-huh. And that's the threats that I got from them.
Well, now, you're familiar, I assume, with the Internix policy on domain disputes.
Exactly. I did contact them. They said, they have the right to actually contact Internix and put the name on hold. So it was either I would either take it off or they would contact Internix and Internix would put my page on hold and not display it until the dispute got settled. So
is that the situation it's in right now?
That's the situation that's in right now. I just received just recently another agreement from the lawyers that represent Nabisco. And they wanted me to sign it, which stated that I shouldn't go to the press with the story. Also that I shouldn't sell the name to anyone. But I am willing. I'm willing to sell it to whoever wants it. Just let me know what you want. Uh-huh. I'll be able to, as long as I know what you're going to do with it.
Right.
I don't want to give it away to someone that's going to abuse it.
Uh-huh.
But
that's amazing. Oh, first of all, now this latest communication from them. Now, was there some sort of offer from them, or are they just telling you not to talk to anybody about this, and you don't get anything out of it yourself?
Well, they offered me $100.
Oh boy, that's exactly what it cost to register in the first place.
Exactly. I kind of laughed. I actually I know a few lawyers out here in Toronto that I was talking to, and they just said, well, it's not worth going to court over.
Uh-huh.
Because litigation is so expensive up here that you wouldn't recoup your costs.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, that may be true, but you can look at it, that way for any kind of fight you're brought into, and just give up anytime somebody threatens to sue you.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people would support what you're trying to do here, which is namely freedom of speech and holding on to something that you have all rights to. You got it first.
Mm-hmm.
That's how things work. You should take a look at. One of my favorite websites, www.showtime.com. You ever go over there? Apparently, Showtime, the TV network, didn't get there in time. So that's why you see showtimeonline.com advertised everywhere where Showtime is. If you actually go to the Showtime site, though, they don't actually make any reference to Showtime directly, to the broadcasters, but they do make plenty of references to HBO. And I can just imagine that really annoys them quite a bit.
Wow.
But I don't think Viacom, which I believe owns Showtime, mm-hmm. is making any strong moves against them. I think, they realize, hey, we lost this fight and it's over.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, Nabisco doesn't seem to have that kind of sense.
Well, Nabisco, again, they can keep you, in court for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
So they can keep this dragging on. I didn't really want this over my head.
Uh-huh.
I do want to sell it to whoever for $5, $10. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
Also...
Well, what about Nabisco, though? You don't want to sell it to them for $5 or $10?
Oh, definitely not. Oh, definitely not. I don't want them to get their hands on it at all.
Uh-huh. And what's your reason for that?
Well, basically, I signed a form because, like I said, when I was got threatened, they did send me an agreement at first telling me to remove my web pages from my site.
Right.
So I did sign an agreement on that. They want me to sign an agreement again, a second agreement telling me that I wouldn't, go to the press, that I would unregister it, and that I wouldn't basically sell it to anybody, and I'm not willing to do that.
Why do you think they don't want you to go to the press?
I have no idea. I've talked to CNET. I've had my story published on the CNET on www.news.com.
That's where you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just recently I just did an interview, a half-an-hour show with the Discovery Channel.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be aired on April the 11th.
Oh, great.
Anybody that's interested.
Uh-huh.
There's not really much I can do, except sell it or just give it away to someone who uh-huh. can use it. But I can't put anything on www.oreos.com anymore.
Well, you have to be careful, though. There could be all kinds of, Nabisco Oreo counteragents out there that are, that'll get the site
exactly.
from you and then turn it into a big Oreo cookie thing.
Exactly.
Which I don't think you want.
Exactly. So I do have to do my homework, I guess.
Uh-huh.
If someone's willing to take it over.
What now? What kind of you have had a fair amount of attention to this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that's affected things in any way, as far as Oreo's take on things?
I don't think so. I've tried to contact their lawyer, and he hasn't contacted me at all. He's really hard to get a hold of for anything.
Yeah.
Unless he's ignoring me or whatnot. But
basically, they're sending you threatening letters. Now, how many threatening letters have you gotten?
I actually got two.
Okay.
Two letters and two agreements that they want me to sign. I signed the first one and the second one. And basically, most of it has been verbal over the phone.
Okay, now when you say you signed it, though, what exactly did you agree to?
I agreed to remove any pages from www.oreos.com.
Okay.
I didn't agree to actually give up the name.
Okay.
So, and that's all I agreed to. And then the second agreement... they wanted me to sign for me not to sell the domain and to unregister it, not to talk to the press and so forth.
Well, I assume you didn't sign that one because you're talking to the press.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to get a hold of their lawyers for, telling them that I'm not going to sign it, but I haven't been able to get a hold of them, so...
Do you regret signing the first one?
I do, to a point, but... because I don't know what their reaction would be. It just scared me that a big organization like that would come after me and give me, like, no notice, like not even a month's notice to put down my site.
Uh-huh.
So it did scare me a little bit, and that's why I signed it.
Now, what I find interesting, you registered the site, oreos.com, when? Within the last year, right?
Within last year, March, yeah.
Now, the Internet has been around for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
All that time, Nabisco never thought to register Oreos.com.
No.
And it wasn't until you registered it that I said, hey, you know, that's our name.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they obviously registered Oreo.com. Maybe one of our listeners out there with NetAccess can check that site and see when it was registered, because I'd be kind of curious to see how long they had Oreo.com.
Actually, they had it a month before I did.
Oh, they've only had it that long?
Yeah, that's it. I also checked up on anybody out there that's listening that wants to register at www.oreo.ca.
Oh, that's
go
right.
Go right ahead.
For Canada, right.
That's free. So.
And there's also oreo.net and .org.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they open too?
I believe they are.
Well, that's very interesting. So maybe our listeners can report on that as well.
Yeah,
there'll be a scramble to register things tomorrow morning. That is something. So you're making the offer to sell, give away the website to people who are interested.
Exactly.
You just can't. Are you interested? Okay. $20. Okay, we have an offer right now in the studio. Maybe we'll call you later.
Okay.
But the agreement is you can't put anything up on the website.
No, personally,
anybody else can.
Anybody else who actually purchased it, I would have to unregister it or transfer the domain over to someone else.
Hydrox Corporation is online too, I'm told.
I'm sorry?
Hydrox Corporation is online, too.
Yeah.
They wish to speak to you. Okay. Well, let's take some phone calls. 212-279-3400 if you have any questions for this individual who, I guess, is challenging corporate America. You never really thought you'd be doing that, did you?
No, definitely.
Wow. It's pretty surprising to see the kinds of battles you can get thrown into without realization. All right. 212-279-3400. Let's see who's out there. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi. What's up?
Nothing.
Well,
just trying to get you on the stream, but I think it's about a minute behind because you haven't accepted any callers yet, but hey.
Okay. Well, in a minute I will be, but you can start talking before that happens.
All right. Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm your Utah friend again. Yay.
Oh, Utah. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
How are things out there in the state of whatever it is they do out there?
Pretty much nothing.
Uh-huh. What do you think of this fight our friend is having?
I think they're just trying to take advantage of him personally, but hey. I think
we can hear the long delay. You're going to have to turn that down a little bit, though, because it's getting kind of confusing.
How's that?
That's better.
Okay. So I just think since he registered it, you know, he's not advertising any other cookies or anything, so just let him have it, you know.
Well, I mean, the whole thing with the Internet, it's freedom of speech. Even if he was saying something about other cookies, you know, it's like the Showtime site.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you do whatever you feel like doing, and if you manage to figure it out before they did, then it's yours, you know. That's just how it is.
I don't know. I just think they're trying to grab it or something and try to use it. It's kind of funny, the stuff they sent him. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. Okay, any other questions or points?
Oh, yeah. Do you know when they're supposed to have nationwide ADSL?
Nationwide, it's hard to say. Bell Atlantic is still working on things just for their region, and the word has it that it's going to take a couple of years for them even to get their act together with ADSL here.
Yes.
So nationwide, you're looking a few years down the road,
yeah,
I think.
They said they're trying tests here, so uh-huh. I was just wondering, you know.
Well, my understanding is ADSL won't even work everywhere, at least it's currently set up.
Don't you have to be, like, 2 miles from the switch?
It's either 2 or 3 miles. 2 or 3 miles. I think 2 miles for optimum conditions, 3 miles to use it at all. That's my understanding, but that could change.
Yeah.
Things do have a way of improving.
I found out we can get ISDN here.
Oh, in Utah? In,
yeah.
In the middle of nowhere?
Yes, exactly.
So you're going to get it?
Unlimited. It's not a penny a minute like you guys.
It's unlimited for you. Well, Actually, it's unlimited for us, too, if we use, you know, data over voice and don't pay the penny a minute for the 64K connections.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's our way of getting around that. But, yes, in other places, it is unlimited for data connections as well.
Yes, us, it's only like, I think it's like $60 or something a month. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
How much is it there just for a month?
It's the same as a normal phone line, really. It costs like around $30 or so for, you know, a two-line ISDN connection. But again, if you connect with data calls, you'll be paying a penny a minute per channel.
Yeah.
Which is more than most people want to pay.
Do you guys have to, do ISPs up there allow them to support ISDN for free, or you have to pay, you know, extra surge charges a month?
Well, there are a number that do support data over voice. There are a few that, for one reason or another, choose not to. But it's a pretty simple thing to offer.
So, okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And again, we are on the phone with Paul Figueredo.
Yes.
All right, I did it right this time. Great. Paul Figueredo, who has basically, I guess, somehow been drawn into a one-man campaign against a big corporate entity. But what else does Nabisco make? They make cookies. Do they make like cigarettes or something?
Yeah, I don't think so.
They make Marlboro? Hang on, we have a corporate expert here. What do we got?
Hardly an expert, but isn't RJR Nabisco the same company as Marlboro Cigarettes? And
there you go. Hey. You're fighting a tobacco company.
That's right.
That's something to be proud of these days. All right. Well, let's hope they don't resort to the usual dirty tricks.
No.
Okay. 212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I just wanted to know. I went to my local Radio Shack.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking for a tone dialer, and they told me that they don't have them on their market anymore. And I just wanted to know if you guys knew any place where I could get one.
Well, you know, most people have the ability to make touch tone phone calls already, so that those tone dialers aren't very, very popular anymore because that's really the only thing that can possibly be used for. What I would suggest doing... What are you looking at me like that for? What I would suggest doing is contacting another Radio Shack... Or possibly going to, calling Radio Shack General Headquarters, wherever that might be, and asking them. But, if somebody at Radio Shack tells you something, odds are it's wrong. So that's the important thing to remember. And that's not a, you know, a cut against Radio Shack or anything like that. It just happens to be a fact. All right. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Boston, Mass.
All right. What's on your mind? Are you listening to our show?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Listening over a 28.8 modem. Not too bad. A little rebuffering now and then, but otherwise pretty good.
That's good. Do you have any questions for our guest tonight?
Yeah, actually I do. I had a question about this. I actually registered a couple days ago two domain names. One is albertgore2000.com.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're asking for trouble. Okay.
And albertgore2000.org.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering what kind of...
Can you get Al Gore? Or is that taken?
They're taken, yeah.
They're taken. Okay. So, and Albert is the full name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this should be fun.
I haven't decided exactly what I want to do with it yet, but kind of worried about the legal implications here if I do anything nasty.
Well, no, it's a political statement. If you want to say something, then by all means, go ahead and say it. I mean, that's what the net is for. People need to use it for that purpose and not be afraid. It's like, you know, that last week, that town meeting, you know, that the whole Clinton administration got embarrassed over.
Oh,
everyone's saying what a bad idea it was for them to do this. What did they do? They went before people, and people reacted. That's what democracy is all about.
Exactly.
And you registering a site and saying things that they don't want to hear, it's going to cause some sparks to fly, but that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And you have to do that.
I don't know if I should make it a parody site or just like, see, I'm a libertarian, so I might redirect it to one of their pages. I don't know yet.
That, I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I would do a parody site that has elements of you know, seriousness, like, you know, sort of a TV Nation type of a thing.
Yeah.
That you know, that wakes people up. It's
one cool thing I did notice on the net the other day. I haven't seen this site around until a couple of days ago, but there's a site called register.com. And in the past, I used to have to search around and find a provider that would put my name into their DNS so that I could register with Internick. But this site, register.com, you just go in here, you type in your name. It's totally free. They throw your name in their DNS and forward the information to Internick, and then you just deal with Internick by yourself. So it's great. I mean, I registered these two domain names in, like, less than 24 hours. I got a response back from Internick that everything was cool. So
really?
It's a great site to go to.
So you just connect to that site and give the information, and they take care of the filing the application?
Yeah, they do, and they're all advertiser-supported, so they don't have any of these, you know, hidden fees, like $30, we'll register your name, you know, any of that crap.
Yeah, but you still have to pay the Internick.
Yeah, you do, but, I mean, you don't have to search around and find a provider to put your name in their DNS before you register with them.
I see what you're saying, okay.
So, it's pretty cool.
That's not a bad idea.
And another thing here in Boston, and I'm trying to get, you know, some good bandwidth, but I called up Cablevision the other day, and I asked them when they were going to get some cable modem access in the city of Boston.
Cablevision owns everything. You know that? They own Madison Square Garden. They own the Knicks. They own the Rangers. They own the Long Island Railroad. You know, they own everything.
Radio City.
It's ridiculous.
Radio City Music Hall. They're just buying things left and right.
Well, apparently they're not doing too much because I asked for cable modem access. They said, well, we're not going to have it for another 2 years in the city of Boston.
Really?
2 years? I mean, give me a break. I could download the whole internet by then.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
That's not right. Well, you should complain about that. There's also satellite services that you know, are offered that might be compatible to that kind of thing. And you know, there are other solutions. You might have ADSL. You know, that might be available up there soon.
Yeah, no, it's not actually available in the city of Boston yet.
Not yet, no, but it might be within the next year. You might call Bell Atlantic about that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good luck to you, Paul, about that. Orioles.com. Hope it goes well.
If you don't mind, here in Canada, I'm on the net with DirectPC, so maybe you should give them a look around. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, I did check them out. The only thing I don't like about them is that, you know, you have to watch your time online.
Actually, they have a Moonsurfer package. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Moonsurfer?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it allows you, just like a cell phone, that's the package I'm with, it allows you from 6 p.m., right around the clock until 6 a.m. During the weekdays and all day weekends.
Hey, that's
totally free.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Tell us something about this DirectPC because we haven't actually talked to anybody who uses it. What kinds of speeds do you get?
Speeds you're looking at probably about, depending on the other side, probably about 400, 500 kb a second. So it's pretty quick.
And how about going, do you go up via phone line?
Yes.
Okay.
You definitely go up,
And what kind of speeds do you get on that?
Upload is whatever your modem can handle.
I see.
So 33.6.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now that rate that you mentioned, that Moonsurfer rate, now what do you wind up paying to have that?
Right now I'm paying $49.95 per month. And that's it.
And that's Canadian?
Basically it. Yeah, that's Canadian.
I see. Interesting.
But it's extremely quick. I've downloaded 10 meg in about probably about 3 minutes.
How much does it cost to stay on during the day?
During the day, I'm not quite sure because I usually work during the day. I don't usually go on during the day. So.
Okay.
But you can go to, I believe they have a website called www.directpc.com.
And are they reliable? They stay up?
They're very reliable, yeah. I haven't had a problem with them yet. The dish was a little bit expensive that you purchased from them. It was probably about $600-$700.
Again, that's Canadian, though.
That's Canadian, yes.
Okay.
So, but I believe you can get those at Radio Shack. I'm not quite sure down there in the States.
Yeah, I think Radio Shack, Remnants of the Wiz, and various other places sell those kinds of things. Do you guys have DSS up there as well?
No, not yet.
Not in my area. Well, I think you can get it, but it's not legal or something like that because it's a United States service.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I think a lot of people are already, you know, putting it on their roofs and playing around with it.
No, is that right?
Yeah. All right, 212-279-3400. We're speaking with Paul Figueredo, who is in a fight against Nabisco for a domain name of Oreos.com. And we'll see where this goes and who winds up prevailing in the end. Good evening. You're on the air.
I think a lot of people already...
Oh, yeah. Hi, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
What was going to happen to Kevin Mitnick, like, if he gets out of jail theoretically within a year?
What's going to happen to him?
Yeah. Is he going to be able to operate a computer? I mean, is he going to be a farmer for the rest of his life?
Well, I mean, the terms of release that they have already presented are pretty grim. He's not allowed to be near anything that is a computer of any sort. Not allowed to be on the internet, not allowed to consult with people about computer-related issues. Yeah, I mean, even being a farmer, I think, would be kind of hard these days because there's a lot of, you know, computerized equipment there as well. It's part of the whole thing that is being debated right now. If you look at our site, there is an update up there right now from Roger Slates, who was on the show last week, and there should be some sort of a bail hearing, I believe, the first week of March. So we'll know a lot more then.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot.
All right.
Goodbye.
And for those who don't know, Kevin Mitnick's been in prison now for over 3 years, and no end in sight, no bail in sight, and no real substantial charges that I can see in sight either. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook.
Hello.
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Okay, I was just wondering if all you people know that there's a free ISP in New York.
There's a free ISP in New York?
Yes, and I have the number for you. Tell you it soon.
Well, now, you mean something like Hotmail or?
No, it's free PPP ISP.
Okay, so tell us the details.
Okay, well, soon. I'm just getting...
Oh, yeah, you're building up to it.
Yeah, I'm getting them out here.
Oh, okay.
I got them saved.
All right. You're looking it up on your computer.
Yes.
All right, so, well, tell us, what kinds of services do you get? You just get free PPP?
Well, you don't get a mail account or anything like that. They just tell you to use Hotmail.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you have no host name, you just have an IP number. Weird, it doesn't resolve when you go on IRC or anything.
You can telnet places and...
Yeah, you could use SMTP servers, like open ones that allow you to relay.
Uh-huh. And how do these people make money at this?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
Okay,
And you're sure this is an intentional service?
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's not somebody just leaving a modem on or something that they shouldn't have left on.
No, okay, and the number is 212-279...
Uh-huh. That's right here.
I mean, okay, I got that wrong.
That's our number you're reading. Okay.
No, it's 212-796-1460.
Okay.
And the username is PPP, and the password...
Oh, you can't give out a password. Can you give out a password?
It's a free service. It's probably PPP as
well. Well, I don't know. We can't give out passwords here. That's we have to check on that.
Give the number again.
Well, the guy's gone.
You'll
have to listen to the tape and find
796
out. 796 I don't know, something like that. But we know the username's PPP, and we can't give out passwords because we don't know exactly how it is that they're doing this yet. So if they're advertising this service, we'll hear about it. Otherwise, you know, can't give out that information. That's sort of like the rules here, you know, that's how it works. All right, good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, speak up.
You said the station doesn't have caller ID, and you said you'd tell us if they did, but I heard otherwise.
Well, what'd you hear?
On a Fred Geobold show that they did.
Really? Well, now, was he trying to discourage somebody from calling at the time?
I said something rude, and he said, yo, we got caller ID up in here.
Well, he's probably trying to discourage you from calling back. I'm looking at the phone right now. There are no caller ID displays here.
Oh, good. So I can say Serena Alchus.
No, you can't say that. I don't even know what he was trying to say, but... but I'm sure we can figure out a way to figure out who he is anyway. Not using caller ID. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, yeah. This is the original Dr. Z.
The
How
original Dr. Z.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many imitations there have been?
There's been some. A few.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, most of them are gone.
All right. Well, we're glad to hear from the original. What's on your original mind?
Well, my original mind is pondering this stomping on the poor guy trying to set up a website.
Isn't that shocking?
Yeah, and I'd be perfectly willing to take over that site and put his original pages up from a separate server, okay, in addition
Beautiful.
To my own material,
uh-huh.
okay?
Beautiful.
And if he has copies of any of the information that Nabisco sent, I put that up there for everybody to see as well.
Yeah, I think that's a very good move. I think people should see exactly what kind of tactics huge corporations resort to threaten individual people, especially in foreign nations, you know?
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. They never follow through on this. They will make threats. They will say, well, we checked that you work here and you own a home or you have a mortgage on your house or you just bought a new car or so forth, because they want that name, okay? They don't want somebody associating that name with I guess what would be considered pornography or whatever. They want total control over it, and just because they didn't catch the domain name, you know, as a plural, that shouldn't be his problem. Okay, he's not responsible for that. All right.
Absolutely.
And as far as I'm concerned, it's a really nasty thing for them to do, to get, you know, have some lawyers call up and scare him, send him letters and so forth.
Oh, in addition to us being nasty, it reveals quite a bit about the mentality, about the tactics they use. And I think that's the most valuable information here, is that we see how they really operate when the person they're targeting supposedly is defenseless.
Absolutely. And the person does feel defenseless if they have not been in that situation before. I've been in that situation with some major companies. And they ended up paying me, you know, for the site names. I went in there and I registered a bunch of sites, and now they want to go ahead and threaten me. I said, okay, you want to threaten? You can either threaten me or you can pay me, mm-hmm. you know. And they ended up paying me.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see any improper with what he did.
I would see it as improper if you registered a name and then sort of held it over their heads and said, look, I've got your name, I'm going to give it to you for $10,000 or something like that.
You can do that.
I think that's sleazy, you know?
You know, I mean, you can go ahead and do that. You can go ahead and, you know, register as many names as you want and, you know, and notify the company and say, hey, listen, you want to buy this site? It's going to cost you $800.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I registered it for $200. I just made a profit on it. Big deal. They don't care. Okay? But for them to go ahead and tell them outright that we're going to make your life miserable, we're going to drag you through the courts, they have to show cause, okay? They have to show cause. They can't even make him take down the site, okay? And if he wasn't legally advised, okay, and if he was pressured into this, he doesn't have to take his information off that site. He can put it right back up and say that he signed that under duress and without the advice of counsel.
True.
Okay? So if he wants to get in touch with me, generally knows where to find me. If not,
well, what we're going to do is at the end of the show, we'll give out a way for people to get in touch with our guest, and I guess he can decide who the best party is for this.
Right. I would recommend to him that he just go ahead and say, hey, listen, I signed this under duress. Okay, I'm retracting it, and that's that. And I'm putting my page back up.
Great.
Okay.
Well, listen, thanks for the offer. Thanks for the story.
All right. You have a nice day.
All right. Take care. Right. The original Dr. Z. Yeah. All right. 212-279-3400. We're talking with Paul Figueredo, who registered Oreos.com. Did you really, in the back of your mind, think that this could happen when you registered that name?
I had no idea this would ever happen.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea. I knew of individuals that would register a domain name and hold it over a corporation's heads, but that wasn't my intention at all.
You just saw the name. I mean, you had the company. You had the company name, which was Ontario Real Estate Online Services.
Exactly.
Spelled out Oreos. Oreos seemed like a good name to have your company be on the net.
Exactly.
You like Oreos?
Not too bad.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing personal against
never
the
buy them again,
there.
Though.
Yeah, I can imagine it would leave a sour taste right now. All right, we have time for a few more phone calls, 212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to say a few things. First off, I've been working with some Bell Atlantic engineers.
Uh-huh.
And kind of in their defense, they are actually a fairly good group.
Okay.
And I just like to say that if anyone's having some bad experiences with them, it's probably the management, because as in typical big corporations, usually the management screws everything up.
Well, now, can you give us a specific example of how they might do that?
Well, currently, we were working on a robotics project with them, uh-huh. and...
Bell Atlantic's working with robotics, eh?
The engineers are.
Ah, interesting, okay.
And pretty much, we'd, sometimes, like, whenever they put the head engineer had countless forms to fill out, which would be constantly sent back to him because they weren't filled in properly, and various other instances where the engineers weren't able to get the time off to help us, to help my school with this project, because of the management kept on moving them around.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty much it.
So management really has no conception of what technically they're doing, and they do things to botch up the project and slow things down without realizing they're doing it.
Yeah, like they're kind of like people who yell at someone for not doing them, for not doing anything, and then they move them around.
Uh-huh. Do they also assign the wrong people to the wrong jobs? You know, like, you know, someone who doesn't know anything about ISDN to do an install?
Not really. They're fairly good about that, but this was the fourth year they were doing this, so they finally got it cleared up. But the engineers were telling me about the first times, the first, like, year they were doing this, and how the Bell Atlantic stuck them in a, this had to be a fairly large robot, and stuck them in, like, a 4x6 room to build it.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what state are you in?
Connecticut.
You're in Connecticut. Okay, so actually you're talking about 9X before, right?
9X and Bell Atlantic.
Yeah, because Bell Atlantic had a better service record in the past than 9X did. 9X had a horrendous record. And then when the merger came, or the acquisition or whatever, obviously Bell Atlantic's service went down a little bit, but they hope to bring the whole thing up.
Half of the engineers are from, actually it's like, like, one engineer is from every company. There's one from SNET, one from 9X, one from Bell Atlantic. The other thing is, for anyone who's interested in getting cable access through Cablevision or Optimum TV or online or whatever.
Optimum is part of Cablevision, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Optimum Online.
Right.
It's available in Westchester or somewhere in Connecticut. Somewhere in Long Island, and they've said they've been testing it in everywhere else for the past 5 months, but that's been every 5 months I've called them, so.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess the best thing to do is just keep pestering them, and then they'll know there's a market for it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. 212-279-3400. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook. Speak up, please.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
I am on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Turn down your radio.
I did. I just turned it down.
Great. What's on your
mind? I want to talk about caller ID.
All right. Go ahead.
And my question is, isn't AT&T or whoever's on initiating the caller ID, aren't they actually presenting fraud? Because the caller ID seems to make it set up that one will have access to the whoever is going to be calling, when in actuality, of course, the blockage is there.
Okay, let me try to follow what you're saying. You're saying that because blocking is
going to prevent the actualization of caller ID.
In most switches, yes.
In almost all switches.
Okay.
I mean, the regular household switching.
Right.
So therefore, it's null and void. It can't work. Because if anyone wants to block, you wouldn't be able to know that I'm calling.
Well, yeah.
So therefore, they're presenting a product that, by definition, need not work.
Well, I don't think they're saying...
Or cannot work.
No.
No, they put the inscription at the bottom stating something to the effect that it might not work in all cases or someone could block it.
Right.
But it's in such small print
that
the majority of people do have the belief that it's going to work.
Well, I think the majority of people don't block it, too. I disagree with that. I think they should. First of all, it's not AT&T that provides the service.
Well, I mean, whoever it is.
It's the local phone companies.
Right. I'm only stating that if you or I, like, well, myself anyway,
uh-huh.
had such a product, I would say that we'd be called in to explain how this product, which by almost definition cannot fulfill its promise, even though the promise itself is undermined by their admission that it might not work.
Well, you know, I think...
You feel, follow me.
Ironically, I think the phone companies would agree with this.
And well, I know they agree.
We want it to work 100% of the time, but all these pesky people that want to protect their privacy keep blocking it, you know, and it would be such a better service if everybody used it. I'd say thank God for the people that want to block their numbers.
Well, I agree. Don't misunderstand.
Right.
I agree. I'm just commenting on that we have a product here
uh-huh.
that has the... supposed possibilities that on one hand has no possibility.
Well,
I'm all for blocking. I think it shouldn't even exist. That's not my point.
Right.
I'm only stating that it's setting up a condition that cannot work if one doesn't want it to work.
So
and
what,
yet there's an undermining setup at the same time that this could help one that is know who is calling if you so wish it to do so.
What's your solution to this? What do you think they should do?
Oh, I just don't think it should exist. I mean, of course, it should be just permanently blocked by anyone. Huh. Otherwise, you're a fool.
But you don't think caller ID should be offered at all?
I'd say, since the way it's set up, and I agree with you that it shouldn't, it has to be blocked. I mean,
uh-huh.
Unless you're just a fool again, but I'm saying that I'm just curious how they're allowed to have a product that cannot work if one doesn't want it to work.
Right.
With the comprehension at the same time it will work, even though the will working will be undermined by some kind of notice at the bottom, a subscript saying that, well, it really doesn't work.
Not 100% anyway.
No, but I know. I say they're covering themselves.
Right.
But they're selling a lot of it if you go into Radio Shack. There are so many different types of caller ID.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming...
So my point is, though, but if anyone wants to block, it's easily so done.
That's true, but unfortunately not enough people seem to know that because too many people are not blocking.
I agree. But, again, that's not what I'm addressing.
I get threats sometimes from people that forget to block. It's like, this is your number here. Oh, whoops.
You know, no, I understand. No, I mean, I'm not addressing that. I'm commenting on that there's a product that's making someone a lot of money.
Right.
I presume they are making money from it, because in our the literature we receive in the phone bill, we it always is stating that you can get the caller ID.
They make
but
a
somehow
lot of money
they're making
this.
A lot of money on this.
And
my
also,
point
they...
is, or even call return. Again, it's setting itself
okay,
up.
Okay, that's my point. Call return is something where they charge you even if it doesn't work at all. And they say that. They say, you know, 75-cent charge even if
I know.
The number's
busy. I'm
only
addressing something else. That right. For most people, if we as small business people had a product that within the very product,
right.
even though we admit it doesn't work, we would be no possibly called to task for that.
No, it's an interesting point. And I think
and that's what I'm trying
yeah,
to
you should definitely pursue
I am
that.
Not against... the blockage, of course. I mean, of course I am. Not in favor of having caller ID. That's not my point.
Right.
I'm just stating that, say, you had some kind of magazine that four-fifths of the pages are blank.
Uh-huh.
But you're stating you're admitting on the cover that the pages will be blank. So you cover yourself.
Right.
But at the same time, somehow you're setting it up in the print material on the front page that the reader shouldn't acknowledge that the pages are blank until he or she buys it.
Well, you know what I think might be the solution that the phone companies are they have in mind for this is free caller ID, where they don't charge you for it. It just becomes kind of like the standard. You know, the GSM companies, the PCS companies, and, you know, when you get ISDN, you get caller ID for free. Right. It's becoming something that people see more and more. Half the time you get it for free. On DMS 100, you get it for free. Not five.
So what's your point, then?
My point is that caller ID right now you pay $6.50 for it, but I think those days will evaporate soon.
So you're saying that it'll soon be not even a possibility to block it?
No, I'm not saying that. It'll be a possibility to block it, but you won't be able to complain because you won't be paying to get caller ID anymore. It'll just be something that's like a standard feature, like touchtones now.
No, I understand. So therefore, you're saying that they don't even care. If they make money on it, then they have a different agenda that, therefore, they're sanctioning a further intrusion. Will allow other intrusions, which they will make money from.
I mean, they're making a ton of money from nothing right now, but after a while, people are going to realize, hey, there's no extra equipment built into the system anymore because it already exists, so it's not fair to charge us for this. And after a few years of charging us, they'll have made a few billion dollars anyway, so it won't really matter
so
to them.
So they have a different agenda that I'm not even cognizant of.
I don't know what their agenda is. Their agenda it varies.
That they could make believe they're relinquishing their want to make money on it, and they're being so magnanimous about it. At the same time, now they have a gracious intrusion into people's private homes, lives, and now they could come up with a different product that somehow will make money, but now it'll be understood that they have the component whereby they could find your number.
We may never know the dark conversations and plots that go on in the hallways of the phone companies, but I'm sure it exceeds our imagination by far. We're out of time. Thanks so much for calling. Paul, I want to give you a chance to give information out so people can contact you if they're interested in helping out or have suggestions or anything like that. So I guess internet address is probably the best thing, right?
Yeah, that would be the best thing. They can contact me at Figueredo, which is my last name, at sprint.ca.
Now, you are going to spell that, I hope.
I sure am. It's spelled Figueredo at sprint.ca.
Okay, one more time, just in case people didn't write
sure.
it down.
It's Figueredo at sprint.ca, spelled Figueredo at sprint.ca.
Okay. What kind of service is that Sprint offers up there?
They offer long-distance services. They offer internet services. I believe I'm paying right now $19.95. A month, and that's unlimited. So it's not too bad.
Not bad. So now your immediate plans for Oreos.com, you're just going to leave it the way it is right now?
I'm going to leave it the way it is for right now, unless someone's willing to take it over and either put up my pages that I had on there originally, like a gentleman was saying before, or they can do whatever they want with it, really. You know, as long as they don't go overboard
right.
with it. Yeah, just contact me, and I'll respond to any emails that or any advice that people may have for me.
Do you expect any kind of fallout from Marge Aaron Nabisco on this?
I don't know. I'm still in touch with your lawyer, or I'm trying to get in touch with your lawyer. So
well, he may very well get in touch with you after this radio show.
I hope so. uh-huh. I hope so.
All right. Well, you make sure you let us know if anything okay. happens, and we'll report it back to the people here.
Great.
And I'm sure a lot of people out there will want to show their support. Paul, great. Thanks very much for being a part of this. Thanks for your courage and standing up.
Thank you very much. And okay, take care.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
And that's going to do it for us here this week on Off the Hook. We'll be back again next Tuesday night from 8 to 9. Till then, this is Emmanuel Goldstein. Have a good night. The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. It couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Oh, Billy Bomb for the best. One of the special things happening in New York City is WBAI's monthly comedy night at the Gotham Comedy Club. We'll be gathering again on Sunday, March 1st. The revelry begins at 6 p.m. Steve Kimbrough will MC, and the laugh makers will include Joy Behar, Randy Credico, Scott Blakeman, and Louis Black. It's $20 a ticket, and it all supports listener-sponsored WBAI. For reservations, call 575-0263. WBAI's Comedy Night at Gotham, 34 West 22nd Street, Sunday, March 1. The number again is area code 212-575-0263. Why deny yourself when laughter is only a phone call away?
In commemoration of Black History Month, the Patrice Lumumba Coalition and Africa Kaleidoscope will proudly present an African Internationalist Forum. Why the U.S. still wants to wage war against Iraq and why we oppose that war. Whose national interest is Clinton really trying to protect? An historical examination of how the military-industrial complex continues to enrich itself at the expense of the masses of Black, Latino, and other working-class people. February 27th, from 6:30 p.m. until 10 p.m. at the Harriet Tubman Learning Center, 127th Street and Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard in Harlem. Special invited guests, Dr. Barbara Nimri Aziz, Dr. Sapphire Ahmed, Larry Holmes International Action Center, Viola Plummer December 12th Movement, and Elombe Brath, among others. For further information, call 212-663-3805. That's 212-663-3805.